with Martin Besser.
So, I mean, you know, obviously a lot of people post their pictures of the first day at school, the uniforms, the drop-off and all that kind of thing. Well, there were a couple of pictures that were flying around social media that got a lot of people talking, in particular from Luyanda Mhlalukwana from Pretoria, who drove herself to school in a Porsche. The article says here, in her own Porsche. So a lot of people, as you can imagine, may said was all that is to say.
Mm-hmm.
People must say something on social media, you know? And yep. You can imagine they had lots to say about this. I mean, I'm a trick pupil driving herself to school in a Porsche. Starting. Well, Leander's on the line this morning. Leander, good morning. How are you? Are you there? Hello?
Yes, I am here. Hi.
Are you good? Are you well?
I am amazing. Thanks. And how are you?
I'm right. Thank you. Thanks for joining us so early. I know that you're almost at school, so I'm not going to keep you long. Firstly, how was the first day back? I mean, obviously, did you expect so many people to have so much to say?
No, I really was not expecting this. You know, I am a digital creator, so I do post every single day. But this year, I decided that, you know, for my first day back at school, I am going to post, you know, the car that I go to school in, the spectacles that I used to see, as well as the bag that I used to carry my bag. And somehow it ended up trending all over Facebook, Twitter, as well as Instagram. I definitely did not expect this.
Well, you were a digital creator, you said, so were you happy with that kind of response?
Yes, I was very happy. Okay. You know, it is a digital creator's dream to, you know, trend at some point.
Now, this Porsche,
yes.
I mean, did you get it from your parents or what?
No, I actually got a Mercedes, but for my first day, I decided to make it special and actually, you know, drive the Porsche for a change.
Drive the Porsche for a change. Mm-hmm. Were there other options?
Yes, there was either, you know, my Mercedes, there was the G63, there's the Range Rover, there's the BMW. Yeah.
You mentioned one of my dream cars there. One of my dream cars was there in the mix. I would have taken the G63.
All right.
But okay, so whose Porsche is it then?
It is my mother's Porsche.
Oh, your mom's Porsche. And you said your Mercedes, your own Mercedes.
Yes.
Okay. Why did you not take the Mercedes?
Mercedes.
You just felt like it's a Porsche day or what?
Yes, it was a Porsche day and I take the Mercedes every day. It was a Porsche day.
Okay, yeah, because you can get bored of a car as well, and then, you know, have another option. So, why do you think people reacted that way? Are they jealous?
I don't think they're jealous at all. I feel like most people were very inspired, and I feel like people reacted the way they did because it's not normal to see, you know, a student travel to school in a Porsche on her own. So I think that's why people reacted the way that they did. But I got some very, very, very positive feedback.
How do your teachers react? Because now think to yourself, now you're a teacher. You're supposed to say to a school kid, hey, listen, study hard so that one day you can get yourself a luxury like
a Porsche.
Like the Porsche.
Yes.
And here's the student already arriving with one already. What do your teachers say to you? How do they motivate you?
My teachers do continue to motivate me. They do not react in a negative way at all. I have some very, very, very positive teachers. And I think I do go to a private school. So I do think, you know, they expect, you know, this sort of behavior in a way.
Mm. What are you going to be one day then? Are you going to just continue being a digital creator because that's where it's at?
It is where it's at, being a digital creator. However, I do want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be a philanthropist. I really want to inspire people.
Philanthropist. I like it. Mm. What are your passions? What's your big passion in life? Obviously, aside from, what is it? Louis Vuitton and Christian Dior and all that. What else is your big passion in life?
My biggest passion right now is really helping those who are less fortunate than me. You know, I do realize that we live in a very poor country, unfortunately. You know, I do realize that not everybody lives the way that I live. So if I could just help, you know, a few people one step at a time, that would be amazing.
I like that.
That Mia, me too.
I love that a whole lot. Good for you. Yes, good for you, Luyanda. I really do appreciate that about you.
Thank you so much.
And just the last thing, I want you, because you're in a as you just said yourself, you're in a very special situation. Okay, why do you motivate other pupils, other matriculants, other high school kids that now need to start their journey one day, hoping, you know, to be where you're at already? How do you? What could you possibly say to motivate them?
I would say, if you have an idea that you think could, you know, possibly change your life in any way, start with that idea. You know, do anything by any means necessary to achieve your goals.
Like that. Thanks for the chat. All the best for school this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What are you taking this morning? What?
Which one?
This morning, I've decided to take the G63.
You see, Mart. Yes. Well done.
That's why you had to speak to Martin today.
Yes.
That's why you had to
speak. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. How lovely. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Luyanda, cheers. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye. As an adult, I'm going to try very, very hard.
To work hard? Or yes.
Not to sound envious or jealous. Don't. Oh, good for you, Coco.
It's gonna be a great day.
Wake up!
You're with your morning family.
It's gonna be
Breakfast with Martin Vester.